We're in Hilchas Sukkah, Simin Tov Reish Chaf Ches. We've done Sif Aleph, which was discussing the halachas of a sukkah under another sukkah. We saw if they're both kosher, then the bottom one isn't. You cannot sit in a kosher sukkah that is under another kosher sukkah. If the top sukkah was either not kosher, or because it didn't have enough schach, or was not high enough, or just wasn't practical because you couldn't possibly sit on top of the lower schach, there the halacha was that the bottom one was kosher. Not only that, but we saw that if the bottom one did not have enough schach on its own, and you're using the schach of the top one, the halacha would be that you could sit at either one of them, the bottom one combining the two, or the top one on its own. We now get to Sif Beis and Gimel, where we're no longer talking about an issue of sitting in a sukkah under a sukkah, but you built a sukkah in a peculiar place. The first case of the Shulchan Aruch, which is Sif Beis, is if you built a sukkah in a wagon or you built it on a boat. Now, it's not sitting on flat ground. You're in a wagon or a boat, and they're moving. The halach is those sukkahs are kosher. Those sukkahs are kosher. But the halach is like this. In order for a sukkah to be kosher, the mechitzas of the sukkah, the walls of the sukkah, have to be strong enough to be able to withstand the regular wind that blows. Ruach mitsui, as it's called. The breeze, the wind, you have different times of day. What if a very strong, an unusually strong wind comes along? And that would knock down the sukkah. So long as your sukkah was not knocked down yet, the halach is it's kosher. A sukkah has to be able to withstand a ruach mitsuya. It does not have to be able to withstand a ruach she'ena mitsuya. Well, that's when you're dealing with building a sukkah, say, in your backyard. What if you're building a sukkah on top of a wagon so that it travels? It travels to places where there's lots of wind, and certainly a boat. Remember, there were sailboats. What propelled the boat was the wind itself, so we're talking about a very strong wind. You build a sukkah on a boat, there's a very good chance that the regular winds that blow at sea are going to knock over your sukkah. At which point is your sukkah considered pasul? So the halacha is, so long as it can withstand the regular wind of land on shore, the halacha is that it is considered kosher, although you know that it will eventually get blown over by the winds that you've got at sea. Until it gets blown over, it is kosher. Which means that we measure the kashrus of a sukkah on the basis of its ability to withstand the normal wind that you've got in the city. Even though you built it on a boat, you built it in a van, right? You've got a van without a cover, you managed to take the roof off, and you build a sukkah there, that van's kosher. That van is kosher. Even though you find yourself in a place where it's very windy, so long as the normal conditions that exist when you build your sukkah in the backyard, so long as under normal conditions the sukkah would have been able to hold up, it is considered a kosher sukkah. The next sif, Sif Gimel in the Machaber, is dealing with someone who built a sukkah on a tree. He built a sukkah on a tree. What's wrong with that? No problem. It's a kosher sukkah. What is his problem? His problem is, how is he going to get up to his sukkah? The halach is that you're not allowed to climb a tree. You're not allowed to climb a tree. So you can't get up to it. You can't get up to that on Yontif. You couldn't go up there. Well, what if you built your sukkah in a way that it is supported by the tree, but you can just climb up through a ladder? So here we've got another problem. Since your sukkah is supported by the tree, by walking in the sukkah, you're using the trees. That too is not permissible. At which point could you use your sukkah on Yontif? If you've got your sukkah partially supported by a tree and partially supported by something else, if the tree would be removed, if theoretically you can pull the tree away, would the sukkah still stand? If the sukkah could still stand, it is not considered being supported by the tree, and you are allowed to actually go into it on Yontif. Otherwise, you could not. Now, the poskim ask a question. What happens if you actually built one of these sukkahs that is supported by a tree? You're not supposed to use it. The prohibition of using a tree, of climbing a tree on Shabbos and Yontif, is rabbinical. It's midrabbanan. You're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos or Yontif out of fear that you're going to pull off a branch. It's rabbinical. Sitting in a sukkah on sukkahs is midoraisa. Midoraisa, it is usur to eat outside a sukkah. What if this is the only sukkah you've got? It's Yontif. Not Chol HaMoed, it's Yontif. Chol HaMoed, you got no problem. There's no isur. But on Yontif, you couldn't go sit in this sukkah midrabanan. So what am I going to do? Eat outside the sukkah and break a daraisa? Did the Rabbanan prefer that I not be in a sukkah on Yontif so long as I'm not sitting in some kind of structure that's supported by a tree? So there's a machlokis, and the Mishnah Berurah follows the opinions that the Rabbanan have the ability to tell us, refrain from fulfilling your Torah obligation for the sake of not breaking a rabbinical one. Therefore, the halacha is, you're better off not going into that sukkah, you're better off not having a sukkah for Yontif, than using a sukkah that is being supported by trees and breaking an Issur Rabbanan. There's one more element that the Mishnah Berurah raises, which he discusses in several other places. And that is, what if you have a sukkah, say that is built on the ground, but the schach is supported by trees? You went and you put your schach across, going from one branch to another, and then you, underneath that, you built your sukkah. So the Mishnah Berurah will later bring up the opinion in the Rishonim that the schach cannot be supported by something that is not kosher for schach. Since a tree itself is mechuber and it is not kosher for schach, if that is supporting your schach, then that would render your schach puzzle. This is the halacha of a maimid. You're being mamid your sukkah with something that is not kosher for schach. As to the actual halacha, the Mishnah Berurah will later paskin that if you have such a sukkah, you can use it, but lechatchila, don't build it that way. Therefore, he says here too, you should not be running your schach across from one branch to another and build your sukkah under it, even though here you would have no problem of getting into it on sukkahs because it's on the ground. You have no problem of sitting it on sukkahs that you're using something that is held up by a tree because your sukkah is not supported by the tree. Nevertheless, lechatchila, you don't do such a thing because then you're going to be supporting your schach with something that is kosher, that is not kosher for schach, the maimed, the halacha of maimed, and that would not be kosher. All right, so all in all, today what we got were these two halachas. One is the halacha of building a sukkah on a boat or building it on a wagon, where even though it could not withstand the winds, the abnormal winds that you've got, which become normal when you're at sea, so long as it could withstand a normal wind on land in a normal place, and the second halacha of building a sukkah on a tree.